This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Unison, a company based in San Francisco, is the largest of a handful of firms putting shared equity to work. Unison will provide at least half of a consumer's down payment in exchange for a piece of any appreciation in the home's value when it is sold. If the home sells at a loss, the company absorbs a share of that too. Besides being a huckster and a sexist weasel, D'Souza, recently pardoned, is a felon who in 2014 pleaded guilty to routing illegal campaign donations through a woman he was having an affair with and the woman's husband. At the time, D'Souza was married and serving as president of the Evangelical King's College. His ex-wife would later accuse him of physical abuse. For his crime, he spent 8 months in a halfway house. Donald Trump gave him a full pardon, tweeting that D'Souza had been treated very unfairly by our government. A group of United Nations agencies issued a statement expressing outrage over the killing of a clearly identified medical staffer in Gaza along the fence, calling it particularly reprehensible. The Israeli military has provided no explanation for the shooting, but said that the case would be examined. The new Democratic Party raised British Columbia's foreign buyer tax to 20% of a home's purchase price from 15%. Ontario has a 15% tax. In addition, the party's plans to impose higher property taxes on second homes, on families whose primary breadwinner's earnings come from money abroad, and on homes valued at more than $3 million Canadian dollars, which is $2.3 million U.S. Vancouver's passed a number of local measures as well, including a tax on empty homes. Felons in Louisiana have regained the right to vote. A study done by the Melbourne Institute worker paper showed that people older than 40 are most productive when they work only 3 days a week. This might also indicate that the efficiency and productivity of people reduce over the years. The aim of the researchers was to analyze the cognitive ability of workers over 40. The study involved 3,000 men volunteers and 3,500 women volunteers, and experts analyzed their memory, executive reasoning, and abstract reasoning. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action on issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.